This show is sponsored by D-Drops. When I was exclusively breastfeeding my daughters, my doctor told me that our milk doesn't actually provide enough vitamin D, which is vital to our health, especially our babies. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfed and partially breastfed infants to receive a vitamin D supplement of 400 IU per day from birth onwards. Baby D-Drops are designed specifically for breastfed babies. They're organic and contain only two simple ingredients: fractionated coconut oil and pure vitamin D3, and it does not contain any preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors. You can just drop some on your baby's bottle, a pacifier, a clean finger, and give to your baby. You can find D-Drops easily at your local Walmart, Target, or even Amazon. If shopping on Amazon US or Canada, you can use my code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your order. That's code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your Amazon order. Try D-Drops today. Now let's get back to the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This is Cozy Little Convos. I'm your host Alice, here to chat all things baby toddler sleep tips that don't stress you out, with a sprinkle of parenthood mum life talk in here as well. Whether you're expecting a baby, you're a first time mum, you're a seasoned parent needing a safe space to learn all about sleep, you're in the right place. Getting better sleep is not one size fits all, and I'm here to help you feel confident and supported in your baby sleep journey. So let's get on with the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day it is where you are. I hope you're doing well, or at least better than me. I have been like major PMSing. It's been so bad. I think pregnancy for a little bit improved that for me, but I don't know, this week is so bad and I'm having such a hard time staying motivated. This flipping recording is being recorded a lot later than intended, but whatever. Let's have our little chat. If you're new here, we start this podcast just with a little chat, some updates, what I've been up to, only a couple of minutes or two before I dive into whatever topic that I'm going to be talking about that day, which today is, I'm sure you've seen, 86 minutes of extra sleep by doing this one thing. So let's chat. I've been cycling through my girls' clothes. I don't know if you guys do this. It's such a big job, but my eldest is starting to grow out of her 4T clothes and she's now in 5T. So I went to Once Upon a Child and stocked up on a bunch of new clothes, which I don't know if you've heard of Once Upon a Child. If you're in the USA, it is the best place to get kids' clothes. I'm pretty sure it's in almost every state. It's secondhand clothes, but great quality, super cheap, like so much cheaper. 90% of my girls' clothes are from there, other than sleep stuff, because I'm a bit more bougie. Naturally, I'm a bit more bougie with sleep because obviously I take priority in that. It doesn't matter. You don't need bougie sleep stuff. It's just fun. But yes, love Once Upon a Child, but it's been a huge job. I'm sitting in the room looking at a pile of clothes that need to be sorted. But whatever, it's great. I love that I'm able to reuse clothes and I love that they use secondhand clothes because it's good for the environment, you know? You know. All right. Anyway, let's just dive right into the episode. What would you do if your baby or toddler slept an extra 86 minutes overnight? First of all, for me, if I'm answering, I would probably sleep because you've got to catch up, especially if you haven't been getting much sleep lately, which if you're listening, that might be the case. But if it was like more consistent and I felt a little bit more confident in those 86 minutes, I might have a bath in the evening or watch a show or call my mum or a friend or hang out with my husband, go on a little at-home date. Or maybe I'll go to bed early and do the unthinkable, wake up before my babies, have my morning bev in peace, wake up slowly before the chaos emerges, which I actually have been, I've tried to do this a few times actually the last couple of weeks and it's been really amazing actually, but I can't do it every day because I'm not disciplined enough. But the possibilities are endless, right? So what is this secret to 86 more minutes of a precious sleeping baby? Well, this probably won't surprise you if you've been here a while. It is a bedtime routine. Insert applause. If you've been around here at Cozy Baby Sleep for a while, you know that I'm a huge advocate for a bedtime routine and also early bedtimes. But honestly, that is another episode in itself and we can talk about that in more detail later. But yes, for babies and children, and honestly, even for adults too, but again, that's another topic that we can chat about. Bedtime routines can be magical, seriously. In fact, studies have shown, and I can link this specific study in the show notes for you. This is not my own opinion, this has been studied, that infants who have a consistent bedtime routine sleep on average 86 minutes longer than those that do not have a consistent bedtime routine. So obviously the 86 minute thing is obviously data. This isn't going to be exact if you're just like, Alice, I did a bedtime routine and I only got 84 minutes more sleep, not 86 minutes. Obviously, this is just an average that has been compiled from data, but it did show that infants that have a consistent bedtime routine sleep on average 86 minutes longer than those infants that did not have a consistent bedtime routine. Even on their own, without any other healthy sleep hygiene practices, bedtime routines can provide some stability and consistency that your baby and your toddler, and honestly, children and us, need to relax and fall asleep at bedtime. Studies have also shown that a predictable bedtime routine is associated with improved sleep onset latency. So taking a shorter time to fall asleep. So instead of taking, you know, having a 2-hour bedtime, having a consistent bedtime routine and a predictable bedtime routine will help your baby fall asleep a lot faster. And sleep consolidation. So consolidated sleep throughout the night, no wakings. And bedtime routines is the common denominator there. And in fact, this is quite interesting. The same study showed that children aged 3 and above who didn't have a consistent bedtime routine were reported to get less sleep in total, less sleep overall. Of course, it's not the only thing that you need to do to get great sleep for your little one. And there are lots of other tips that probably need to be implemented as well. But it's definitely a cornerstone to sleeping all night long and is the perfect first step. Of course, there are going to be people that say, all we have is a bedtime routine and everything's perfect and my baby sleeps through the night. For most people, it's in combination. It is a cornerstone. It is something that is included in a ton of other healthy sleep hygiene practices. And in combination with everything, it creates magic. But it really is magic because there are some people that only have a bedtime routine. They literally do nothing else. So let's start with when you should start a bedtime routine. What age? Did you wait too long and now it's too late? Do you need to start from day one? Well, my personal suggestion is to start as soon as you're ready. So if that's day one in the hospital, I salute you. I did not do that with either of my kids and they sleep great now. So it's not necessary to start on day one. Don't stress. Give yourself a few weeks to settle into parenthood if you prefer. I'll be honest, the first 6 to 8 weeks, your baby doesn't even know night from day. So it's, I would mainly focus on that and other newborn sleep tips, all of which are in my newborn course. So I'm going to put a shout out for that. But when it comes to starting a bedtime routine, you can wait a few weeks. Don't stress. Settle into parenthood. You know, this is a big change for you. But the real answer is that it's just never too late or too early. Just get started. Just do it. Just get started. Just like anything else that you do in your life, right? A workout routine, eating healthily, waking up early. You just need to do it. You just need to get started. Just starting a simple bedtime routine is a huge first step in the right direction if your goal is for your baby or toddler to sleep all night long. Brilliant first step. So what should that bedtime routine look like? And that is a question I get a lot. So I'm going to share this with you. So it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be spectacular in any way unless you want it to be. But most of the time, mums and dads just do not have the time for super fancy, long, spectacular bedtime routine. Even the busiest of parents can have a solid bedtime routine that works really well. My opinion, my thoughts, the cozy baby way is that it just needs to be three things: simple, sustainable, and predictable. If you are unable to sustain your bedtime routine with your baby, you should simplify it. The most important thing is that it can consistently be the same routine pretty much every night. So if 5 books a night, a full body baby massage, and singing 3 songs that does not fit into your life, then you shouldn't do that because that's not helping you or your baby. If it does, and this is like what you love to do to connect and spend time together, then go for it. Enjoy it. But it's not necessary for good sleep. So I just want to put it out there. You can have a long, elaborate bedtime routine if that's what you love to do, but it's not necessary. You just want it to be consistent. Consistency equals safety and security for our young children and babies. Think about it. Routine is literally the only way that your baby can predict that something is about to happen. Otherwise, they are just living life, being carried or walked from place to place without knowing what the heck is coming next. Can you imagine how stressful that is? Like, think about it. They wake up, you take them down, you go and feed them if they're old enough, they're over 6 months. You put them in a car seat. There, you go into a store with a ton of lights, you go to a playgroup, you go to the library, you are with siblings, you're dropping, like you're just going from place to place and you don't know what's going to happen next. So routine is just a way of, it provides them a sense of knowing what is happening. Because if they don't, imagine how stressful that would be. I would just be in a constant state of stress and almost having a panic attack if I didn't know what was going to happen one day to the next. So this bedtime routine is a way of telling them, hey, it's time to sleep soon. Let's wind down together. This way they don't feel stressed. They don't feel blindsided. When 1 minute they're playing with their mom, they're running around outside with their sibling, and then the next second they're in a crib expected to go to sleep. That would be confusing and annoying, right? Like if you think about it in this way, that would be really hard on a baby. If you were just like 1 minute, you're out like having a party, you're out at a restaurant, having loads of fun, and then you're chucked in a crib expected to fall asleep. No, you want to have time to wind down. You want to be able to know what's coming, especially if your baby has separation anxiety, which if you haven't experienced that, you probably will. And most people will know what I'm talking about. If you are experiencing that right now, like crying whenever you leave or crying upon entering the bedroom, please listen to my last episode, episode 2, and take flipping notes because it's a great one and it's got loads of really helpful tips. So anyway, let's get back to the bedtime routine, what it looks like. Here is an example of a simple baby bedtime routine. Step one, bath or wipe down with a warm washcloth. When I say bath, like it doesn't have to be with soap. My girls don't get soap or a hair wash or stuff like that every single day, but we do bathe every day. For the most part, it's just like a splash. And then we wash them with soap when they need it. But don't feel like a bath has to be with soap, because I know that some babies have really sensitive skin. Step number two, change into PJs. Have a bedtime bottle of milk or a nursing session. Step three, read a book or two or three. Step four, pop them in their sleep sack or swaddle if they're a newborn. And step five, bedtime. And that's it. Super, super simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can absolutely customize it to your own family, your own like family values. If you want to add in a prayer, add in a prayer. If you want to add in a family song that you do. As your baby gets older, for toddlers, I love to add in some playtime, some high energy games to really get their wiggles out. I know it sounds counterproductive, but you cozy baby families know that a little getting your wiggles out is brilliant before bed. It doesn't have to be necessarily in this order. It just has to be consistent. Sometimes people just do bath, feed, bed, and that's all they do, especially if there are older children and you just don't have enough time to be more elaborate. I was definitely a lot more elaborate with my eldest than I am with my youngest. And it's not because I don't love her as much. It's just because I had a lot more time with my first. So that's how it worked then. But my youngest, literally, and her nap time routine is I just put her in a sleep sack and put her down to bed in her crib. Like, it's really simple. Her bedtime routine, now we just combine it, both girls, and my husband and I sort of divide and conquer. He puts the big girl to bed, I put the baby to bed, and it's just so funny because my eldest has a lot more of an elaborate bedtime routine than my youngest, bless her. So I will say, if you are expecting to have another baby in a few years or relatively soon, just keep it as simple as possible and imagine that you have to do another baby's bedtime routine at the same time, and then it'll be more sustainable. Because we've had to really like wean my eldest off. We've had to slowly remove things from her routine so it doesn't take 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, bless her. Like, I loved doing the long bedtime routine. She was my only child at the time. It was brilliant. It doesn't really matter. It's just an adjustment to having two kids at that point. But I don't know. I don't want you to overthink it. I just want you to see the value in a really good sleep routine, a really good bedtime routine, because studies have shown how much it works. It can get you up to 86 minutes more sleep just on its own without any extra sleep hygiene practices. So just imagine if you put all of these tips together that I'll share with you, how much more brilliant sleep can be. So anyway, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it's been helpful. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could give me a 5-star review. If it's less than a 5-star review, maybe don't leave a review. Just send me a DM with some constructive criticism, which I am welcome to hear. But yeah, it's really helpful apparently to podcast algorithms to have lots of 5-star reviews. So I would absolutely love it. It costs no money at all and it would help me so, so much. Just a reminder, if you're new here, welcome. Welcome to this community. It's a really nice one. Everyone is really non-judgmental and kind and loving and understanding. And we are just parents that really want to help our babies sleep in a way that feels good, in a way that has balance and a way that leaves space for real life. If you haven't yet, get started with my free resources. I really take pride in my free guides and resources. If your baby is brand new born all the way up to almost 2 years old, I highly suggest the free night waking guide. You can sign up for it via the show notes. I also have a free sleep regression course where I talk all about the different sleep regressions that happen throughout the first few years of life. And then I have a toddler bedtime guide. So make sure to click the link in the show notes and we can get you started on that ASAP and get you sleeping a lot better, a lot sooner, because you deserve it. You deserve better sleep. And I really hope this helps you get there. All right. I will see you for the next episode. See ya. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into Cozy Little Convos. If you liked it, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me so much in continuing to create helpful content for you. So thank you in advance for all of your support. If you haven't already, go ahead and join us over on Instagram at Cozy Baby Sleep. Give us a follow. I'm always posting really helpful, in-detail sleep tips over on my stories. And it's a good time, so join us. In the meantime, if you are struggling with sleep, just know that you're not alone. There's like thousands and millions of us out there that have been struggling as well or that have been through it before. I'm here to help you and everything's going to be all right, okay? I'll be back next time for more and I'll see you then. Bye.